One of the things we're promised about Jesus is that when we let him into our lives, he'll sort the good from the bad, the wheat from the chaff in each one of us, and then burn the chaff with an unquenchable fire. At first, that sounds a bit confronting. And yet when Jesus gets to work cleaning out the muck we have on the inside, talk about set the captives free. Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond. Great to be back with you again. Today we're going to take a look at the refiner's fire from a different perspective. And do stick with me because very soon I'll be telling you about my special edition book. It's called Power Unlimited, and I'd love to send you a free copy to help see the power of God unleashed in you and through you. Great to be with you again on the program today. Hey, yesterday, if you were able to join me, you may recall that we were talking about walking in the Spirit and the importance of yielding our lives to God. Lots of people who believe in Jesus want to see the power of God at work in their lives. They want to walk in the Spirit, relying on God's wisdom and guidance. But at the same time, they shun God's word, the Bible. Don't have time for that in my busy life. They run their own race, doing this, doing that. And then they wonder, where's God in all of this? And friend, it's only when we yield our lives to God and let him into every part of our lives that we start to experience the power of the Holy Spirit. It's only when we say to God, look, you know, Lord, everything's on the line for you. There's nothing that I'm going to hold back from you, that he truly goes to work in our lives. Anything less than that is pride, and we know that he opposes the proud but gives grace to the humble. James chapter 4, verse 6. And today on the program, we're going to see what the Holy Spirit gets up to in our lives when we give him free rein. It's truly powerful stuff. So I hope you'll be able to join me for just the next few minutes to discover the power that's available to you through the Spirit of the living God. When Jesus was about to begin his public ministry in the first century in Israel, John the Baptist went ahead of him to herald Jesus' arrival. John's central message was for people to confess their sins, to repent, that is to turn away from their sins, back to God, and to be baptized. Interesting message for God to send out ahead of the entrance of Jesus, his son. It was about turning away from selfishness and sin and turning back to God and being ready to accept Jesus into people's lives. And this is what John the Baptist specifically had to say about Jesus, because many people were already asking John, are you the one? Are you the Messiah? And just before Jesus came to John to be baptized, this is what John the Baptist said about Jesus. Matthew chapter 3, verses 11 and 12. He said, I baptize you with water for repentance, but one who is more powerful than I is coming after me. I am not worthy to carry his sandals. He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and with fire. His winnowing fork in his hand, and he will clear his threshing floor, and he will gather his wheat into the granary. But the chaff he will burn with an unquenchable fire. Now this is a powerful description indeed of what Jesus is about in our lives. And I used to read this and understand this in this way, that in clearing out the threshing floor, those who were good and righteous were like the grain that would be gathered into the granary, but those who weren't would be cast into the fire. I think a lot of people understand it that way, until one of my lecturers at Bible College challenged me and asked me, what's the context here? What's John talking about? I answered him, well, baptism. He's saying that Jesus will baptize each one of us with the Holy Spirit and with fire. Now, we're going to talk about this baptism of the Holy Spirit, which causes so much controversy and division in the church, tomorrow on the program. But right now, back to the context. So the fire that Jesus is going to wield will be part of my baptism from him. So when he goes on to talk about what that fire will do, he's talking about what it will do in my life and in your life if we so allow him to baptize us with the Holy Spirit and with fire. What will happen when we allow the Holy Spirit to dwell in us by accepting Jesus as our Lord and Savior, by yielding our lives to him, by allowing him to baptize us with the Holy Spirit and with fire, is that this fire of the Spirit will burn in us. And Jesus will get inside us, as indeed he promises to do, and he'll sort out what's in our hearts, in our thoughts, our desires, our attitudes, our intentions, with a winnowing fork in his hand, and he'll clear the threshing floor of our hearts, the good he will keep. The chaff, the sin, he will burn with unquenchable fire with which he baptizes us. I encourage you to read this passage again for yourself, Matthew chapter 3, verses 11 and 12, and just see how with this baptism of the Holy Spirit and fire, his intention is to clean us out, to make us pure and holy. After all, there's a reason that the Holy Spirit is called the Holy Spirit. And what he does when he comes to dwell in us, just as Jesus promised, one of the things he does is to begin the lifelong work of making us holy. And friend, there is always a cost to that. If someone has a cancer that needs to be cut out, there is an incision to be made, there are stitches that go in, there is time in hospital, there's recovery and rehabilitation, and perhaps even chemotherapy and radiotherapy. But whilst there's a cost, the whole point, of course, is to bring healing to the person by removing the cancer. And the same is true of the Holy Spirit. When he gets the winnowing fork out in our lives and starts to sift through the rubbish, the disease, the sickness, the sin that's accumulated in us over a lifetime. And you know what I've experienced when the Holy Spirit starts doing that in me? There is almost always pain involved. Giving up anger, as I had to do, involves such pain. I had to learn not to vent my anger on other people, to actually learn to humble myself, to hold my tongue. Boy, that hurts sometimes. It still does. But I am a better person because I yielded to God's word and God's spirit in allowing him to work that out in me. Was it worth it? Without a doubt. Am I glad he took the time to do this for me? Absolutely. So when we yield our lives to Jesus, what he does by his spirit is he starts to burn the chaff, the sin in our lives, with an unquenchable fire. The first thing he starts with is me and you. We all want to see some power and some miracles and feel his presence and joy and peace and all that stuff. And of course, as we walk in the Spirit, those things do come. But in order for us to grow, to be all that God made us to be, to shine the light of his glory and his love into this lost and hurting world, he needs to rake the muck out of us. Does that make sense? That's why he comes and baptizes us with the Holy Spirit and with fire, and he gets in there with his fork to sort out the wheat from the chaff. As I said, tomorrow we're going to talk about this baptism of the Spirit. Without any denominational baggage, I'm not interested in that, can I tell you? I just want to know what God's word has to say on the subject, because God promised us through John the Baptist that he would baptize us with the Holy Spirit and fire. But right now, I think the point that God is leading us to is this. He wants free reign in our lives. He wants to be invited in to deal with the sin in our lives, the stuff that's robbing us of the abundant life that Jesus came to give us. So let me encourage you to read again the thing that John the Baptist said about Jesus, Matthew chapter 3, verses 11 and 12. Let me encourage you to open your heart and your soul to the power of the Spirit of God. Give him full sway in every part of your life. Hold nothing, absolutely nothing, back from him. For he means to clean you from the inside out. He means to set you free from the sin that's been robbing you of life all this time. He means to shine his glory out through you, a clean, pure, perfect, holy vessel. Yeah, through the likes of me and you. See power unlimited, Holy Spirit power, the same resurrection power that raised Christ from the dead, unleashed in you and through you. That's why I'd love to send you a free copy of my special edition book, Power Unlimited. It's one thing to believe in Jesus, but he's not looking for comfortable pew-sitting believers. He has so much more in store for you. He means to change the world through you. So I'm praying that by his Spirit, he'll revolutionize your life so that you can become all that he made you to be. You can request your free copy right now at ChristianityWorks.com. You'll see that offer right there toward the top of the homepage. Just click on it, pop in your name and email, and that e-booklet will be on its way to your inbox in just seconds. That web address again is ChristianityWorks.com. Hey, thank you so much for joining me. I'm Bernie Diamond, and I'll catch you again same time tomorrow with a T. different perspective.